Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:25 British Summer Time. Well, I'll tell you, this has really been quite a momentous day today, and there has been action in every asset category. Just kicking off with the stock markets, and Europe closed up almost 1% in every market, looking at France, Germany, Spain, Italy, Amsterdam, oh sorry, Amsterdam, the Netherlands and Switzerland, they're all up well over 1%. The FTSE was up just under 1%. So that has been really very strong action indeed, especially on some of these European markets which have been moving to new highs. Now, all the way along, the US has lagged behind. Without, you know, the US markets are well away from making new highs. Although, and the Nasdaq has been leading on the upside. Nasdaq is currently up 19, which is almost 1%, and the S&P and Dow are both up almost 1% as well. S&P sitting at 1,200, and the Dow Jones at 10,550. This has been really very. This has been a very, very strong day, and we are looking at some acceleration, especially in this Nasdaq, which has been doing phenomenally well. Coming off of quite a relatively depressed level. This does look like a little bit of acceleration, and coupled with the fact that we're looking at a break in the level of the government bond yields, the yield on the 10-year today went below 4%, which is a level that a lot of people in the market have been looking at. What we have been saying here for quite a long time was that excuse me. What we have been saying here for quite a long time was that we wouldn't really see a substantive break in the stock markets until we saw the government bond yield starting to turn around, and we are coming to quite important levels here on the yields. It wouldn't be a bit surprising if we saw these yields starting to turn around from here, because this action we're getting at the moment is looking quite climactic. I should have mentioned right at the beginning that the reason that I'm giving the audio and David isn't is that he's been in meetings all day and has sort of been away from the markets. Just moving on to the commodities sector, we did have time to have a quick look at the markets today, and there has been an awful lot of action in the energy sector in particular. Oil is currently up $2.61 at 54.58, and natural gas is up 44 cents at 6.90. Those are really very, very big moves, and I took out a long in the natural gas about 2 or 3 hours ago. I think I got in at 6.50 or 5 or something like that, but. The reason I did that was that natural gas has been at such a depressed level and was really coming off the lows, whereas oil has been rallying for the last 4 or 5 days. So natural gas did look like the better of the two plays. Heating oil and gasoline have also posted upward dynamics today. So this really does look like a reversal in the medium-term downtrend that we have seen in the energy sector over the last couple of months. A couple of other commodities that are looking really quite active today, in particular silver. Silver had been up as high as 7.53, but it's currently just up on the day. It's at 7.52 and a half. But this has really been very, very strong into this dollar strength, and the dollar was up again today. The dollar index, I'm just going to pull that up on the Bloomberg right now. Dollar index is currently at 88.07. Against the euro, the dollar is at 122.30. So not only did we have a clear breakout yesterday, but we have had a bit of follow through in here today. And that really does throw a lot of light on the silver price, which has been remarkably strong. And even looking at gold is currently down 155 at 415.70. But it's still really quite a ways off the lows that we saw back in February, and the low was at 410. So we are getting a little bit of a divergence here, and looking historically at the charts, while divergence can last for as much as weeks. In the past, we haven't really seen any kind of divergence last for very much longer than that. So, all depending on how long this dollar rally lasts, it will put the strength of these precious metals under increasing pressure. Just another quick word on those, and that would be that platinum is up 9.7 at the moment at 871, and palladium is down almost two at one down 195 at 180.50. And the industrial metals have been quite mixed in here today. Copper is up in the U.S. It's just down on the day, but in London it's up. It was up $66 at 3,112. Tin was getting hit in here quite hard today. There is still a backwardation in it. It's down 220 on the, excuse me, on the 3 month. But you can look in our in the chart library on the website for the chart of tin. That should be updated around 6 o'clock London time. So that should be updated by now. Aluminium was up as well. That's up 12 at 1752. That is still in contango, and that contango does seem to be widening out a bit. It's at 18 at the moment. Some of the other commodities, soybeans had been down in early trading, but it's currently up 5 at 685. So that's relatively good news for anyone who followed David into that trade. Almost a week ago now, corn is up 2.5. Wheat, which has been really very volatile over the last couple of days, just pulling that chart up now, and that's down a quarter. There does seem to be quite a lot of upside resistance on the wheat chart at about 340. If we saw a break of that, there would probably be a good news story there, but we haven't seen anything like that quite yet. But in general, these are really very volatile markets, and if in certainly a trading environment, certainly not a buy and hold environment. But if there's any questions you have, or if there's anything at all you'd like to see in the chart library, don't hesitate to drop me a line. I'd be happy to try and help you out. And, thank you very much for listening.